Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 668, and it is your review of Akira Kurosawa's The Quiet Duel. As always, this is Nerd Chikani here to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday evening. And no, this is not a samurai movie, even though the title would make you think it is.
Very misleading, right?
Very misleading.
Yeah, very misleading. Yes, live early on patreon.com/thenerdcore at the $1 tier, where you get this episode live streamed to you every Monday at 8:30 p.m. before it drops on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time for the public. Go over and check us out on patreon.com/nerdcore at the $1 tier. You get this episode, and then on Thursday, you get the episode for Saturday live and early as well. But before we can get into the review, Brad, how are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good, bro. Not bad. I'm doing all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
A little bummed that I have to watch this movie in like terrible quality with ads. You know, it's just what a piece of shit.
I watched on YouTube. Actually, YouTube didn't give me any ads.
Yeah. But the subtitles were like
delayed. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That was really the only issue with it. Other than the terrible quality is really pretty tough. But that was on any system because
I found out there's a Blu-ray for this, Brad. Guess where though?
Does it look the same?
I have no idea. But you have one, of course, in Japan, right? You know, what's it called? It's available in Japan. But on January 23rd, 2023, in Spain, they got a Blu-ray release of this movie.
But in what quality? What quality? If it's the same quality, but on Blu-ray, that's not really telling me anything.
It probably is just upscaled. Yeah, like they literally just, like, probably what they did with Nostalgia from Tarkovsky, where they literally just took the DVD and upconverted it to 1080p. And it's just like, cool, it still looks like shit.
It still looks like shit, because you didn't do anything to clean it up, but okay.
Yeah. Ah, Brad. What a time.
I mean, that's going to be a gripe right there. That's just a gripe.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But in Japan, they put this one out with like a couple of other films. They put Metadio, this one, at Ran and Rashomon in one little box set.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they didn't think to you know, up the kind of the look of this with all those other films. Because I feel like those other films have, like, they either already looked good or had some kind of cleanup.
I'm going to guess. So, here, well, Brad, I'll read this stuff when we go into the review.
Okay.
Because
okay.
There's some stuff, apparently, too.
That's right.
This is the better version.
What year is this? Oh, it's 49. So,
y'all are screwed anyway. Yeah. So, how are you? So, other than that, Brad, how are you doing?
Can't complain. No complaints. Can't complain.
No. Yeah. I'm doing all right over here. Just worked and just watched this film when I got back. I was starting to fall asleep to the movie, so I ended up turning off my iPad before I knocked out. And I finished.
I can't say nothing. I had to. I was 30 minutes into this and I fell asleep. It wasn't due to the movie though. I was just really tired and drunk. Yeah. So
I came back from work and I was like, oh,
knocked out.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the case, Brad. But I hope everyone's doing well. I'm trying to finish up the movie I have left for March Around the World. I got four movies left. Now it's when the senioritis starts to kick in, huh? It's like,
yep. I'm just like, yeah, oh, like you're just procrastinating the whole fucking time.
But I got to do it because like I got to finish it. I want to be done with this already.
I need this weather to be done. That's what I need to be done.
Is it really bad out there right now?
It's fucking cold and snowing.
It's like hot. Kind of.
Well, that's the thing is Friday and Saturday, it was like beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was like 70 degrees. And, you know, then the wind kicked up like Saturday evening and that brought in the cold front. And this is now it's just raining and snow. And it's like, what? I thought we were done with this. And so now I'm freezing up here. And I am not happy. Until my heater. I got my heater. So it should be kicking in.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that it's not like that over here, bro. But it is kind of like, it was like kind of cold in the morning, and then it got a little hot, like humid, and it's like it's all ugly. Yeah, but I mean, what can we do, Brad? We can't
control it. And I can't control the weather. Hell, I can't control much.
10 out of 10, great nap. Could have used a better dream. More like Ripley, less Dominic Mysterio. Yep, exactly. I think
Stacey is secretly Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, yeah.
Shayna Baszler. Come on, come on.
Yeah. Oh man, bro. But with that said, I guess we should just get into it.
Go into the not so quiet duel.
Yeah. I have my big stack of like 4Ks and Blu-rays.
I want to go back to the Rhea Ripley, because the best thing I saw on Twitter about that was this this has more angles than JFK's assassination.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my god.
Yeah. I love how we have more angles of this, right? Yeah. Hey man, I watched that a couple times, Brad.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, and bookmarked it and all
that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm part of the 100,000 bookmarks, I guess. You don't know how many it's got.
Probably more now.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. My friend uploaded a picture of them. It looked pretty good in that picture. And like, I looked at the fucking bookmarks. They have like 23 bookmarks. I'm like, motherfucker, people are actually bookmarking shit here? Like,
Gross.
Yeah.
We're all
gross. Y'all gotta what's it called? Learn to chill, man. Y'all gotta learn
calm
chill.
Down, bro.
Yeah, y'all gotta chill, bro. But that's as much as I got going on here, Brad. And it's barely the start of the week, and we're almost done. Well, today we conclude it for them, and then on Thursday we're concluding it for the patrons with the exclusive review. But with that said, I guess we could just get into it, Brad. Let's go. All right, guys, I'm going to be reading a couple things here, man, because like, is what you would expect. Not much of a description on Wikipedia.
I mean, we joke sometimes. Yeah, it's like one sentence.
This is literally a sentence.
It's literally one sentence.
Yeah. So from IMDb, The Quiet Duel from 1949, a surgeon gets syphilis from a patient when he cuts himself during an operation. The doctor's life is destroyed, but unlike the patient, he doesn't destroy others along with him. Written and directed by Akira Kurosawa, along with Senkichi Taniguchi, and is based on the play by Kazuo Kikuta. And the name of the play is The Abortion Doctor. Yeah. Starring Toshiro Mifune, Takashi Shimura, Miki Sanjo, Kenjiro Uemura, Cheiko Nakakita, and Noriko Sengoku, and Junsuke Miyazaki, and of course, I guess we keep going here. Produced by Hisao Ichikawa and Suiru Motoki. Music is done by Akira Ifukubi. And cinematography is done by Shuichi Aisaka, editing by Masanori Tsuji. And sits at about an hour and 35 minutes, but because of what's it called, all the ads, I'm pretty sure this is like a 2-hour excursion here. I'm going to read a little bit of trivia here. We'll see, maybe I'll read all of it. I don't care. This film was the first film Kurosawa directed outside of Toho, as it was a co-production between Daiei Studios and newly formed Art Film Association, of which Kurosawa was a founding member. This was Akira Kurosawa's only collaboration with famed film composer Akira Ifukubi. The two clashed intensely over creative differences during filming. The film was not released in the U.S. until 1979. The Quiet Duel came in seventh on Kinema Junpo's list of the top 10 films in 1949. This was Wakayo Matsumura's debut. Censors for the American occupation forces ordered changes to the script by Akira Kurosawa and Sengichi Taniguchi, especially the bleak ending in which Kyoji goes mad. They were concerned that people with syphilis would be too horrified to seek treatment. Well, that's how it won't fly in Texas theaters. No.
We don't like our duels loud.
And here's the Blu-ray review, Brad. Here's a Blu-ray review from Blu-ray.com. Like most productions of its era, the video is presented in black and white in an aspect ratio of 1:37:1. The film grain is barely visible with some signs of noise. That already tells you they have a different version from the one we have.
Mm-hmm.
But for most parts, it's cleaned up nicely. Given the source material, black level is average. However, shadows do not achieve its greatest low light detail. The most intriguing element of the Blu-ray picture is the contrast. Kurosawa created a phenomenal Latish work of light and shadow throughout the movie, and this black and white tapestry is paid off handsomely on Blu-ray. It is even possible to pick out damage in the source material. While some signs of digital noise reduction are visible, such as hints of artifacting, the 1080p definition is delivered with marked improvement over NTSC versions of the film. The contrast too is preferable in the Blu-ray version, showing how Kurosawa created texture and mood out of complex lighting. So, Brad, in Japan, they got a good version.
Yeah, why couldn't Criterion put that on their site there?
Like, my guess has to be no Toho. That's probably why. Because they probably didn't have Toho, and they don't really have a relationship with these other ones.
Dai.
Yeah. Dai, yeah. So that's the case. But Brad, if you want this good-looking version of the Quiet Duel, you have to deal with the fact that there are only Japanese subtitles.
Well, that's not going to work for me.
But if you buy the Spaniard release, which hopefully would be the same quality, right? Even though it doesn't say anything, you would get English subs in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it would only play on a Spanish device?
This is a Region B locked.
So I would need to get a Region B DVD player?
Yeah, a Region B Blu-ray player. Or you could, do something that I will tell you about later. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can buy it for 739 euros, which is is that? Like that's, 10 bucks?
It's probably like $10 to $15, I would think. Maybe higher.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the dollar at?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. What's it called? 739 euros to dollars. I love how this is taking up the first 13 minutes of the
film. Yeah, no, we got to figure out the
$8.01, Brad.
Oh shit. That's not bad. Yeah, if you guys like want to actually see this in probably somewhat better quality than what we had to suffer through, do that.
Yeah. All you gotta do is just buy a region free player.
Yeah, which I don't know how much that costs.
Like $200, $300.
Yeah, so yeah.
For a 4K. I think the Blu-rays cost less now. Yeah. But with that said, Brad, I do have to say, after all that I'm saying, I think my biggest problem with this movie is the fact that I'm not seeing this in a quality that, to be honest, I would be able to pick out the excellent lighting that Kurosawa was known for, the frames that Kurosawa was known for. But even then, I have to say, this movie is kind of ahead of its time. This movie does cover, diseases like syphilis in a way that I wasn't expecting from 1949. And I have to say, Mifune is really, really good in this movie, to the point where I think he's like very, his performance is really powerful. But like I said, I actually like this movie quite a bit, Brad. I think that it's ahead of its time and has a lot to say. Like I told you, Brandon, in the messages, like I think you could literally remake a movie like this and do it about AIDS or HIV.
Yeah.
So you could do about COVID. You could literally make a do this about COVID.
I feel like I'd seen something somewhat similar to this about the AIDS.
Yeah. crisis. But Brad, what are your initial thoughts on the Quiet Duel?
I'm right there with you, Ro. I was not expecting just from the, well, not from the Wikipedia, but from the description of it. I didn't know how I was going to feel about this. I mean, picture quality is damn near terrible for sure, but the story is great in this. And I think you're right. Mifune does fantastic work. As always, I don't know if I've ever seen a bad performance from Mifune. And I think this is one of the better movies of this month that we've watched, which, you know, it kept my attention throughout the whole movie. And it actually brought in, you know, a lot of different details, you know, and a lot of different, like, thoughts about certain aspects. I mean, just how syphilis was looked upon, and everybody who heard the doctor had syphilis was like, oh, well, you must just be sleeping around. And it's like, no, I cut my thumb and this guy had syphilis. And just goes into, like, how, you know, some cultural things, which, you know, to me, I was thinking throughout this, I'm like, wow, this is kind of like, you know, how AIDS was viewed. And it was viewed mm-hmm. as, you know, that only homosexual men could get it. But in reality, like, it could be spread to basically anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I like, of course, I think the movie does kind of start off a little better in the first half than the second half. But I think that, like, it's a really interesting movie, man. Like, even like because women always have such amazing performances in these movies. Right?
They're strong, like, strong female characters, strong written female characters in every one of his movies. I swear to God.
I wonder if there's, like, a book written about the women of Kurosawa's movies, because, like, I think he has, like, such beautifully written women in his films. And I think that in this one, you know, it's kind of like, oh, like, she's really heartbroken over the fact that she's getting dumped, but, like, more so the fact that he's not being honest with her about
why. He's not communicating on the why, and he's basically, you know, and maybe that's a feeling of being ashamed. Like, if he tells, you know, this woman who's, you know, basically been dating for a year or 2 years that he has syphilis, that she'll think of him differently, even though the reason he got syphilis was he was doing surgery on someone who, you know, was hurt during the war.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of things to, like, it's like an onion. There's a lot of things to unpeel here throughout this movie. And that's one of them, is just, you know, a lot of this could have been dealt with communication wise. And the doctor was really going through struggles just because, you know, he couldn't say what he wanted to say to this woman. And this woman then just ends up marrying someone else because she can't wait forever. And even the scene when he, Shimura in this is also.
Oh, man. Shimura's good in this movie.
Shimura is good.
Shimura plays such a great, like, contrast to what's it called? To Mifune in this movie.
Yeah. And Shimura even. He even judges his son, because Mifune's his son. It's a father-son doctor duo team thing going on. And he judges him because he's like, ah, my son has been whoring around. And then he's like, Dad, I cut myself.
I cut myself, like, Dad.
Fucking asshole. And then, like, Shimura's like, ah, my apologies. Like, ah, shit. Foot mouth syndrome.
Yeah. And but once he, like, starts to understand him, like, he, like, Shimura becomes, like, a really understanding person. And he's like, you know, why aren't you going to do this for her? And, like, but, like, it's like, you know, she deserves to have a life outside of, like, me. Like, she doesn't need to wait for me. And it's just he feels like he feels shame about it. That's really what it is. Yeah, he just feels so ashamed.
I mean, because when people talk about syphilis during this time, it's usually because you were having unprotected sex with a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's usually how you got it. But yeah, it's a very interesting film, and one you don't normally see from Kurosawa. I mean, I think we've seen like a doctor film before from him. I'm pretty positive. But this is highly unique, I would say, from Kurosawa in his choices. So I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Especially for 1949, Brad. Like, look at it. Look at this. Like, look at, like, the state of Japan in this time. Like, you know, it's being occupied by the United States. And it's like they're talking about, like, they had to, like, put sensors on him and all of these things. And it's like, you look at the time, it's like, would you think a movie about, like, this would come out where, like, they're being very sympathetic to somebody with, like, to somebody with syphilis, like, to the point where they're, like, making a movie about this? Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't see a 1949 audience being as receptive to this.
No.
Or hell, even an industry like the film industry being receptive to this, to make something like this.
I mean, I can't say anything about the Japanese film industry, because I'm sure they were a bit different back in the day than the American film industry, but guaranteed this would not have found any theater to play it, probably.
Because here, like, you would, if you wanted to make a movie like this, you would have to make it a lot more subtly. Like what's it called? Hitchcock's Rope is literally about gay men, but it's done subtly, where you have to pick up on it, even though it's kind of like there and like you can tell it, it's about gay men.
Yeah.
But in the 40s, you couldn't outright make a movie about gay men like that.
No, you couldn't be that forward with it.
Whereas in this, like, Kurosawa's being pretty forward about it.
I mean, and, you know, we've seen Kurosawa do this before. He's been forward with, like, drug use and,
you know,
the horrors of war and all this and that throughout many of his films, many of his noirs mostly. His samurai films, of course, are cool and they have their different issues, but his noirs specifically, like, you know, dealing with more in-your-face topics. And this is just another case for that. And it's actually, I wish this had like a good quality that I could really look at, because I think it would just be an overall beautiful movie. In that,
that's what sucks, man. It's like, and like, I wish that, like, all these distributors, I wish all of them would just, like, just do what they can to make it possible to bring these movies and protect them and put them with good quality. But, like, I don't think that happens, Brad. I think
I get where they were coming with the details you were giving on the music. Some of this music didn't really fit to me.
Yeah.
Like some does, but some of it didn't. And now I kind of understand why.
Well, yeah, I could tell, like, this. I was like, okay, what the fuck is this music?
Yeah, like, why is this?
Doesn't really fit what this is. And to be fair, I mean, the composers he would work with after this, I mean, I think they understand his assignment a lot more than who this composer is. And,
well, and this composer did the Godzilla films.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're aiming for something different here, man.
That was the one thing. I was sitting there and, you know, I'm like, oh, this music's good. And then it would do something weird. And I'm like, that didn't really fit. Which is really weird for a Kurosawa film. Because usually the music fits the scenes very well.
Yeah, it's so funny, man. But yeah, man. I really like this movie, Brad. I think it's really good. I think it's damn good.
It's one of the better ones we've watched this month, honestly.
Yeah. Nowhere near like some of these other films I've seen from him, right? But like early Kurosawa, like, this is pretty damn good.
Pretty really good. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty damn good. Like I said, though, I think I like the first half a lot more than the second half of this movie. I'm being hard on it because I'm seeing a terrible version of this, guys. Like,
it's bad.
Kurosawa has a certain visual language to him that to not be able to see that, you know, as it should be seen, is a big disservice to what he's trying to say within his movies.
Yeah.
So to not have that available kind of sucks, man. And it fucks with the way that you experience the movie.
And Kurosawa, and especially in his black and white films, depends and, you know, uses to the best of his ability shadows and light. And if you get a grainy version of this, which we have, a not great quality version, it's sometimes hard to distinguish what is what. And you're right, bro. It's just a disservice to what Kurosawa did.
Yeah. So what we're trying to say is that some of y'all should just, like, you know, Criterion or somebody order a goddamn restoration of this. Because, like, I don't know how much longer this print will survive if it keeps looking like this.
I don't know. I mean, I got to say, I enjoy the film. I would enjoy it much more if it were to get a cleanup.
Yeah. I would probably too. I'd probably say that this is like upper Kurosawa for me if it would if it had a better presentation of it.
Yeah, if you could actually see it, and then you had the subtitles that weren't delayed. Yeah, I mean, and I don't know how much I put that on Kurosawa. I really can't. That's just all we have to watch it on.
Yeah. It sucks. That's just the way it is, man. Yeah. I'm going to see what I can do, Brad. I'm going to see what I can do here. Yeah.
Yeah, if you found a better quality, I would be down to do a watch along.
Yeah. A nice little rescreening here.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think it's just a damn good movie, man. I think it's a damn good movie. And I think that it's very ahead of its time. And like Kurosawa in this period does make stuff that's like very ahead of its time too, like One Wonderful Sunday and stuff like that. So, you know, he's got it, man. And he's got it at this time where it's like, I watched this and I was like, wow, I could not picture this being made in the 40s. Like, I can't picture this being made in the 40s.
No, it was ahead of its time on, you know, what they were detailing. And you know, so you during the AIDS epidemic, it would be hard to see this film being made for that during that time. It would be hard to like visualize that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I like this movie. I think my favorite parts are definitely the performances. I think Mifune and Shimura do a great job, and especially the women in this movie are great too. Yeah. And I think the ending, I like the ending. I think it works. It works well with him. Like, just it's more so like, is he going mad, or it's just like this, all this stress is getting to him too, of like having to like do these decisions. And it's like, you know, he doesn't want to harm people. He doesn't want to harm anybody else. And he wants to take responsibility over his disease. Unlike the person who didn't, what's it called, disclose that to him.
Yep. I wonder if the rounds of shots actually worked, or if that was like a kind of Hail Mary hoping it works.
Yeah.
Because this was before, I'm guessing, penicillin worked on syphilis.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, it's crazy how, like, you know, with this one, it's like, yeah, it's penicillin. What's called, it's syphilis that we're worried about. It's like, now look at us here, Brad. We're like, oh, you can just cure syphilis with penicillin now.
With penicillin. Yeah. And I mean, we know Capone, that's what killed Capone in the 20s was syphilis. So I would imagine they had something in this time frame, 20, 30 years after. I would imagine they had something.
Yeah. Well, with that said, Brad, what's your final verdict?
I'm going to give The Quiet Duel an 8.5 out of 10.
All right. I'm coming a little bit lower than you, Brad. I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. I really like this movie.
I would like to see it in better quality, for sure.
1,000%. I would love to see this movie in way better quality. And it's a damn shame that it doesn't have any better quality than this.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. But... I'm glad that I got to watch this, because I think it's a really, really good Kurosawa movie.
It is.
And I'm trying to see where would I rank this, actually? Cause, I think that this would definitely be above some of the ones we watched this month. So, I can definitely put this, I think above, it's just, it, yeah.
Definitely above the horse movie.
No. Well, yeah. You know,
the TV made for TV documentary.
I think this just goes above The Idiot. I think I just have this above, below Sanjuro. So, yeah, it's just above The Idiot, The Lower Depths, Song of the Horse, The Hidden Fortress, which I need to rescreen, and Scandal, and Scandal. Yeah. But, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I have this below The Idiot. I forgot that I actually really like The Idiot. But yeah, I have this below The Idiot. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty damn good where it's standing. Like I said,
I like this more or less than The Idiot. I really like this movie.
I think both of these films have the same kind of criticisms, where it's like, I wish I could see a better version of this movie.
I wish there was like something you guys could do with the quality to make it so it doesn't hurt my eyes.
And I wish there was something that we could do to find the complete version of The Idiot.
Of all 4 hours instead of the editing mess that it was. Yeah. I might put this above that just for that fact. Is because I know...
At least this is a complete movie.
Yeah, this is Kurosawa's vision. This wasn't some cut-up mockery
Yeah.
By the studio.
Yeah. But yeah, with that said, though, we thank you all so much for joining us. This has been our review of The Quiet Duel. And I found it on Blu-ray, Brad, on eBay, but it's the Japanese version, man. God damn it. That Spaniard release isn't available on Blu-ray. What's it called? On eBay. You can buy it on Amazon for like 11 euros.
Stacey like says, hashtag Snyder idiot cut.
No, you're going to get some people on us for that one. Nope.
Eh, I don't care.
Yeah. That's
hashtag Snyder idiot cut. Snyder idiot cut in the comments. Yeah. Post on your Twitter.
The only one, yeah, the only one you can get underscore. You can get a bunch of just there's four different copies on five different copies on eBay that you can get from China, which like with different prices though, and they're all region free. But yeah, you can get like one for $14.99, one for $15.49, one for $14.75, one for $14.98, and one for $15.49.
It's kind of like this book I was looking at, and it had all these different fucking prices on it. I'm like,
it's the same movie, guys. It's the
same goddamn book. I'll just choose this one.
Yeah, like, why are y'all like, why are y'all making it so like different with these prices? Mm. What the fuck, man? But with that said, keep up to date with us on our website, the Nerdcore. Twitter at the Nerdcore underscore, Instagram and Threads at the Nerdcore. Our TikTok is at the Nerdcore as well. Make sure you're checking out our Discord. Our link is in the description below. And as always, we would like for you to guys leave a comment. Tell us about this movie. Do you have a way to watch a better version of this? Because we could really use it.
Oh, thank you. Also, thank you to the four new followers.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah, right, 508. Yeah, thanks to the new subs, guys. I hope it was the Song of the Horse review that convinced y'all to join us.
Honestly, it might have been
Poor Things.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Might have been Poor Things.
We know.
Or Invincible. Might have been Invincible also.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys liked the episode of the Invincible, huh? Yeah. Yeah, y'all like.
I don't know if anybody else is covering that.
No. Well, no. Never mind, Brad. You only have four views right now. Invincible. So.
Oh, okay. So
what a drop, bro. From our like. 38 views to four. Like, I don't know what's going on with Invincible, y'all. But
our Shogun's doing well though, so thank you there.
Yeah. Yeah. And but yeah, of course, thank you all so much for joining us. Make sure you leave a comment, talk to us. We'd love to talk with you guys. It's great to always talk to you guys. So just be active with us in here so we can talk with each other. And of course, leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell so you don't miss a single review that drops on the channel. And, of course, we would also ask you all to drop a 5-star on your favorite podcast app of choice and follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice. Unsubscribing. No new episodes about hero horses.
Stacey's a horse guy.
Yeah, bro. Brad, that video still has zero views. Yeah. Guys, it's still a completionist, bro. Song of the Horses is a completionist.
Yeah. You're not missing much if you don't watch that one, honestly. It's like, yeah, this is a documentary about horses.
I'm taking the L on that one. It's fine, guys. I was just for the completionist.
I mean, yeah. That was
I was for the completionist, Brad.
I mean, yeah. When we get to the end, I'll be grateful we did that so I don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, even then, it's like, you know, I've seen much worse movies.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, what you can get, Brad. Like,
I mean, like you cinematography get. Wise, I gotta give it to Kurosawa. Kurosawa don't miss, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh man, but with don't that said,
my emperor.
Yeah, join us on Patreon as well, so you can get this episode early and live, along with the episodes on Thursday by Patreon.com/Nerdcore. We'll be back on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Central Time to do our mini pod. At the $5 tier, $5 to get that, and we'll be concluding our Kurosawa month with The Men Who Tread on Tiger's Tail, which I believe it is one of his propaganda movies. So we'll be really interested.
It might be his first propaganda movie we talked about.
Yeah, it's one of his first. This was made during the occupation, is it The Men Who Tread on Tiger's Tail? Who's the propaganda?
I'm pretty sure that's the propaganda.
Yeah,
he had another one about the female factory workers, but I think that was one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad. No, his propaganda is The Most Beautiful, Brad.
Yeah,
The Most Beautiful.
I thought this was a propaganda too.
No. This is the Most Beautiful is the one about the factory workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. But yeah, we're doing the menu trade on Tiger's Tail on Thursday. So go ahead and check that out. But without further ado, Brad, let's get them out of here.
All right, Ron. Thank you being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, if you have a disease, tell your partner.
Doctor, partners, yeah. Anybody who, like, even the police when they tackle you to the ground or something, like, yeah.
When you're bleeding on them.
Yeah, like,
Jesus Christ. Just young yo now, let's end it. End it.
Don't get your blood on me.